Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about something that happened in Harrisburg this week. The governor signed a package of legislation, several bills that deal with the opioid crisis here in Pennsylvania. Talk to us about how this all came to pass, what these bills would do, and then where this leaves us moving forward with this issue.
Well, the advances earlier this week is yet another example of where the legislature and the governor were able to work together. Many folks know that last year more than 3,500 people died as a result of opioid or heroin overdoses. So this legislative cycle, there was a concerted effort by both chambers as well as both sides of the aisle to find the bills that could offer some solutions to this. And several of those bills were just recently signed into law again on this past Wednesday. Under the new laws, physicians would limit the amount of prescriptive opioids to minors to no more than 7 days. They would also, physicians as well as dispensers and pharmacists, would receive continuing education in pain management, addiction recognition, and dispensing practices. And they would also make some changes to how often they'll check the database. I think that those are all good advances, and we really need an all-hands-on-deck kind of approach to the opioid epidemic because it is systemic and it's something that transcends all areas of our society.
And Representative, speaking of bipartisan cooperation, I understand that you've recently been honored as a best legislator. Talk to us about what you've been honored for and why you're so proud of this achievement.
Yes, the Pennsylvania Legislative Services, or PLS, does a nomination and recognition regarding the legislators and advocates in the Capitol. And I was very humbled to receive this award because it was nominated and then voted on by my peers, both Republican and Democrat, as well as advocates and lobbyists who are in the Capitol. And to be recognized as the best Republican legislator to work with was very humbling. But I also viewed it as validation in how I approach issues. When you look at some of the issues that we've been able to tackle, everything from hospital licensing reform, which had been out there and tried to be fixed for the better part of 30 years, or welfare reform. Those are two issues that I worked on with Democrats, and we were able to get unanimous votes on it. So it was quite an honor to have that recognition and to receive that award earlier this year at the recommendation of my peers.
Another thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, and we can't really avoid talking about at this point, is the election that is right around the corner. Talk to us about, though, some of the things that are going to be on the ballot that aren't dealing with voting for one person or another, but ballot questions. I understand that there's a serious judicial ballot question this time. Talk to us about this.
Yes. Under current law, judges have a mandatory retirement age of 70. And in the general election, we will have a ballot question in addition to the different candidates that will appear. And it asks, should the Pennsylvania Constitution be amended to require that justices could serve up to the age of 75 instead of the current mandatory retirement age of 70. That's obviously a question that everyone will arrive at their own conclusions on. However, it's very easy to overlook, as people tend to be focused on going in and simply voting for a variety of candidates. Just want to encourage everybody to take a look at the ballot and recognize that there is a proposed constitutional amendment question on there as well.
And finally, Representative, a reminder that is good for everybody and good news for most people. It's about daylight savings time. Talk to us about the changing of the clocks.
Well, daylight savings time will end at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November the 6th. So obviously we have to turn back our clocks. But I also think it's a good time and a good reminder to also check all of your smoke alarms, fire alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms, and then replace the batteries if they're needed. And it's just a good reminder since that happens twice a year, and I want to encourage everybody to remember to do that.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.